Ahoy there, me hearties. Tis I, Blackbeard, calling out from the Grand Old Pirates Code podcast, where we batten down the hatches on wisdom, lash together the best of ancient savvy and modern plunder, and set full sail toward better health, greater wealth, and a life of unbridled happiness. Today, we be anchored abaft the roads off Oranjestad, Aruba, a jewel of the southern Caribbean, where the air be thick with the scent of salt and sweet hibiscus, and the waters shimmer like a chest of Spanish silver under the blaze of a golden sun. Aye, 'tis more Dutch than doubloons these days, but she still stands as a mighty port where ships of all flags come to barter, feast, and fill their sails with dreams of fortune. The crew and I, we had ourselves a raucous revelry last night at a local tavern, the Surfside Beach Bar, she be called, where the rum flowed like a broken cask in a tempest, and the fiddler played so fierce he near set his bow afire. There was dancing, singing, and a fair bit of bamboozling till the moon hung high, and weary souls staggered back to deck, dreaming of treasure yet to be found. Avast, me lads and lasses! Today we set our sights on a mighty tome by none other than Anthony Robbins. Unlimited power! A map to a different kind of treasure! The mastery of your own mind and destiny! So hoist your mugs, unfurl your sails, and ready yourselves to plunder the secrets of greatness. We shall dub Tony Captain Fireheart for the way he ignites the will of men and women like a cannon sparking powder. And since he has created a formula or a potion of fortune, we shall call each step an ingredient. And I shall blend it right from the deck. Avast, ye swabs and sages! Now that we've set the stage and raised a toast to Captain Fireheart, Tony Robbins, it be time to dive into the heart of his wisdom, the ultimate success formula. Aye, even in this age of machines and digital codes, the ultimate success formula be as relevant as a sturdy ship in a storm. Let me translate it for you modern-day landlubbers trying to make your way in the business world. Picture it, mateys! A secret brew! A rare chart to hidden treasure! A recipe passed from one cunning old sea dog to the next! And here, from the mouth of Captain Fireheart himself, be the four mighty ingredients needed to steer your ship to the land of riches, joy, and triumph. Now batten down, sharpen your quills, and mind the lessons, for here we be revealing the first ingredient. USF, ingredient number one. Know your true course. Define what ye want. Aye, afore ye set foot on the gangplank o' any grand venture, ye must be crystal clear on your destination. 'Tis no good drifting like a ghost ship, hoping the winds of fortune blow ye somewhere nice. Nay, ye must know your outcome, sharp as a cutlass and sure as the North Star. Whether it be a chest of gold, a king's ransom, or winning the heart of a fair maiden, the vision must be vivid in your mind's eye. Captain Fireheart teaches that clarity be power, for a confused sailor be a doomed sailor. Define what ye want, lads and lasses, with no more doubt than a cannonball finds its mark. Pirate application, setting sails with purpose. In me own days, a-roaming the Spanish main, every voyage started with a purpose sharpened like a boarding pike. Me crew and I didn't just sail willy-nilly into the blue. Nay, we set our eyes on specific plunder, be it a fat merchant ship carrying sugar and silk, or a gold-laden port ready for the taking. The Jolly Roger flew high to strike fear. Aye, but the course behind it was planned keenly. No good raising a mutiny of effort without a known prize. Without a clear target, the winds will turn against ye, and the crew's spirits will sour faster than rum in the sun. Modern business application, charting a profitable course. In today's world of shiny gadgets and endless distractions, the same truth holds firm as barnacles to a hull. Whether ye be a bold entrepreneur launching your first ship or a seasoned captain expanding your fleet, ye must chart a clear course for your business. Define exactly what success looks like. Do ye seek to double your customer base? To launch a new product line that takes the market by storm? To carve out a name that strikes awe like a legend of the seas? Write it down. Set your coordinates and share the vision with your crew. For a business without a clear goal is like a ship without a rudder, tossed by every tide and destined to founder on the rocks. USF ingredient number 2. Take bold action, hoist your sails, and move. Ahoy! 'Tis a grand thing to know your destination, but knowledge alone won't fill your hold with treasure. Nothing, and I mean nothing, be accomplished by sitting on your hands, twiddling your thumbs like a landlubber at a tea party. Once ye spy the prize, ye must hoist the sails, lash the wheel, and set full course toward it with all the fire in your belly. Captain Fireheart himself warns, a dream without action be nothing more than a drunken sailor's babble. The sea rewards them that dare, not them that dither. So draw your cutlass, roar your war cry, and charge headlong into the storm if need be. Pirate application, raiding with gusto. Back in me roving days, we pirates didn't just sit abaft the mast, dreaming of gold, singing shanties, and hoping a treasure ship would float straight into our cannons. Though that did happen once, and we still be laughing about it. Nay, we took swift and fierce action, spying the prey, giving chase, and storming the decks with a mighty fury. Fortune favors the bold, as I oft told me men, and the ones who hesitated usually ended up kissing Davy Jones's locker. Ye can have the grandest map and the finest ship afloat, but if ye never leave port, all ye'll find is mildew in your boots. Modern business application, action before perfection. In the cutthroat waters of modern business, taking action be just as critical. Aye, ye can spend years polishing your plan till it shines like a new cannon. But what good be a cannon if ye never fire it? Launch your product. Send that message. Reach out to that client. Set your ship a sail, even if the ropes ain't all tidy and the paint's still wet. Action creates momentum, and momentum be the tailwind that carries you faster towards success. Remember, matey, a clumsy first step still gets you closer to the treasure than 1,000 perfect intentions. Blast me eyes! There be a sneaky skiff trying to board us mid-broadcast. Stand to, mates! Show 'em the sharp end of steel and send 'em swimming home! Har! Har! In business and at sea, ye can bet your last piece of eight there'll always be competitors trying to steal your hard-won bounty. Be ready to defend what's yours and hold fast to your dreams. Okay, back to USF ingredient number 3. Learn to recognize your results. Count your booty and losses. Aye, once ye fired your cannons, swung across to the enemy deck, and claimed the prize, 'tis no time to get drunk on victory alone. Nay, a wise captain counts his spoils and his scars. Ye need to take stock of what ye've gained and what ye've lost. Did ye fill your coffers with gold, or did ye lose 3 good men and a mast in the fight? Even old Blackbeard, fierce though I was, kept a sharp eye on the booty and the cost of taking it. For if you spend more than you gain, you'll end up poorer than a cabin boy in a leaky dinghy. Pirate application, keeping a sharp ledger. In the days of high seas, conquest, every successful raid ended not just with rum and revelry, but with a proper counting. We'd gather in the great cabin, toss the plunder onto the tables, and weigh what we'd won against what we'd spent. Powder, arms, men, and time. Sometimes, we found the fight had cost dearer than the treasure was worth. Other times, a quick strike brought riches beyond dreaming. A cap'n who don't measure his results ends up as daft as a parrot counting stars, squawking but going nowhere. Modern business application. Minding the numbers and the horizon. In the business world, tracking your outcomes be just as vital as in a ship's log book. After you set your plan in motion, you must keep a weather eye on it. Set boy. Gers. Sales, profits, customer satisfaction, market trends, all of it. Know what be bringing ye doubloons and what be weighing ye down like a cursed anchor. If a new marketing tactic be reeling in customers faster than a net pulls fish, then hoist it high. But if a product launch flops harder than a sailor after too much grog, adjust course quick, lest ye end up sinking your whole enterprise. Remember, mateys, even a ship with the finest sails needs a steady hand on the wheel and eyes sharp to the horizon. USF ingredient number 4. Adjust your sails till ye reach the treasure. Change your behavior. Or listen well, me hearties. If your first volley don't breach the enemy's hull, don't keep firing the same shot and hoping for different winds. If your approach ain't yielding the treasure ye seek, 'tis time to adjust your course. Maybe ye alter your attack strategy, or maybe ye parlay and make a sly pact with a rival crew. A smart pirate, like meself, knew when to roar and when to retreat. If a port was too heavily guarded, I'd sail onto easier pickings rather than dash me ship to splinters on their cannons. And if a crewmate turned mutinous, why, I'd adjust that situation right quick with a firm hand and a short rope. Pirate application, adapt or sink. Back in the age of sail, the captains who clung stubbornly to one way as a raiding often found themselves shipwrecked or rock-bound. Not old Blackbeard. I bent like a reed when need be, changing routes, switching tactics, or even flying false colors to slip past me enemies. A pirate who can't change his ways be like a ship that refuses to tack against the wind. He'll drift, founder, and end up feeding the sharks. Smart pirates adapt fast! Faster even than a powder monkey scurrying up the rigging! Modern business application. Be willing to pivot. In the bustling markets of today, if what ye be doing ain't filling your coffers, don't just sit abaft the tiller, ring in your hands. Pivot, adjust, and try new courses. If your product be gathering dust, tweak it. If your customers be sailing elsewhere, sweeten your offer or hoist a new banner they can rally to. Maybe you try a new marketing channel, a new branding look, or set your sights on a different crew of customers. Adaptability be the sharpest blade in your arsenal. Sharper even than a cutlass in a bar brawl. Conclusion, the ultimate success formula. Your compass to riches. So there ye have it, me fine fleet of small business buccaneers. Whether ye be sailing the seven seas or navigating the stormy waters of today's market, Captain Fireheart's ultimate success formula be a compass ye can trust. Set your course, know what ye want, hoist the sails, and charge forth, take action. Track your bounty and losses, measure your results, trim the sails, and shift the course. Adjust your behavior. This treasure map's been about for a good many years, but like a fine aged rum, it's just as potent today as when it first flowed from the barrel. Stick to these 4 ingredients, me hearties, and ye might just find yourselves with more gold in your chest, more wind in your sails, and more songs sung in your honor at every tavern from Tortuga to Timbuktu. Allow me now to touch on the 7 fundamental character traits to ensure success, listed by Robbins, the Admiral of Ambition. But what's to ask for one who charts courses to glory beyond the horizon? 1. Passion. the fire in your belly. I, passion be the wind in your sails and the fire in your gut that drives you through calm seas and raging storms alike. Without passion, a crew loses heart, a voyage loses meaning, and a pirate ends up drifting like a jellyfish on the tides. Passion makes the difference between merely living and truly conquering. A man or woman brimming with passion can face 1,000 setbacks and still roar like a hurricane. Find what sets your heart ablaze and let it light the way through the darkest nights. 2. Belief. Your North Star. Belief, me matey, be the North Star by which every true captain charts their course. If ye don't believe, ye can take the prize. You'll never leave port. Faith in your cause, your crew, and yourself. Be the unseen force that lifts the sails, even when the winds seem still. Blackbeard didn't fly the Jolly Roger thinking maybe he'd win. Nay, I knew it. Believe with the conviction of a pirate planning to live forever, and half the battle be already won. 3. Strategy, your battle map. Even the fiercest warrior needs a battle plan, and strategy be just that, a way to marshal your resources. Plot your course and outwit the scallywags who would stand in your way. A well-laid strategy be the difference between taking a port and being taken prisoner. You wouldn't storm a fort without knowing the lay of the land, and you shouldn't run a business or a life without a clear strategy either. Prepare, plan, and adjust, or prepare to sink. So be all go on for Seiji-san. You, Kong, Wadi, Hotsio Sachu. Code honor. Every pirate worth his salt knows that even lawless rogues have a code. Clarity of values be like the rigging that holds the ship together. It keeps the crew loyal, the captain true. And the mission just. Know what? Be right and wrong for ye, or you'll find yourself adrift in a sea of doubt when the storms come. Define your values early. And let them guide every choice like a trusty compass set to true north. Aye, sorry if sometimes I go to mumbling maids. Last night's rum sometimes causes me to stumble over me words. We sail on. 5. Energy, the mighty wind. Energy be the mighty wind that fills the sails and keeps the ship moving forward. Without it, the finest vessel and the cleverest captain be left floating dead in the water. A sprightly spirit and strong health can keep a pirate raiding long after lesser men have dropped from exhaustion. In the modern world, tend your energy like you'd guard a powder keg. Eat well, rest when needed, and charge forth with the vigor of a ship under full canvas. 6. Bonding power, building your crew. No pirate ever ruled the seas alone. 'Twas the crew that made a captain a legend. Bondin' power be the magic that forges alliances, wins loyalty, and turns rough strangers into a fearsome brotherhood. In business and life, the ability to connect and build rapport can win ye more treasure than 1,000 cannons. Laugh with them, listen to them, lift them up! And when the time comes, they'll follow ye through fire and storm alike. 7. Mastery of communication. Your silver tongue. Words be sharper than cutlasses, mates. And mastery of communication be the art of wielding them like a seasoned duelist. Whether ye be persuading a governor to surrender a port or inspiring a weary crew to one more charge, the way ye speak, write, and signal your intent shapes the very tides around ye. Clumsy talk be like a hole in the hull. It'll sink you quick. Speak clear, listen sharp, and command the seas with a silver tongue and a lion's roar. Arr, me fine mates! Before we weigh anchor and set our sights on new horizons, let's lay these lessons in our logbooks deep. These 7 fundamental character traits be the very stuff legends be made of. The timber and canvas that'll carry ye through calm seas and raging tempests alike. Let passion fire your belly. Trust in belief as your North Star. Craft a cunning strategy for every venture. Hold fast to clarity of values like a code carved in oak. T Tend your energy as fiercely as you would guard your gold! Forge mighty bonds with your bonding power, and wield words like swords with mastery of communication! Nail these 7 to your mast, and by thunder, you'll carve your name upon the very winds of the world. Now, 'tis time for this old salt to set course for Tortola in the fair British Virgin Islands, heading straight for Rhode Harbor, a port rich with history and whispers of treasure still hid among her hills. We'll be anchoring there soon to gather new tales, fresh loot, and meet some of the finest traders and tavern keepers in all the Caribbean. Before I take my leave, a hearty reminder to all you fine listeners. Download the free Blackbeard app if you haven't already. A right handy compass to steer ye toward health, wealth, and happiness. Subscribe, and ye can earn referral fees by spreading the good word. A fine way to add a few coins to your purse without lifting a cutlass. And don't forget to enter the treasure hunt. Prizes await them bold enough to seek them. Till we meet again, fair winds and following seas, ye small business buccaneers. Keep your cutlasses sharp, your hearts bold, and your sails full.